While people were paying close attention to the war last week, spring came knocking, almost without notice, and NPR's Ketzel Levine almost missed the call.
The weather's been mercifully moody here in Portland, Oregon. It makes the dissonance easier to live with, the clash between the sweet immediacy of spring and the magnetic pull of war. That's more than I can say about a magnolia named Vulcan with luscious ruby-red flowers. She flaunts them without apology, as if oblivious that this is not the time to brag. Buds, though, buds are solace. Poignant stories waiting to be told. They're not in your face like a fat pink hyacinth drenched in cheap perfume. No, buds are discreet. The orange bark stewardia wears hers like a string of pearls, and the dogwood has the sense to swaddle all her new growth in a dusky violet haze. As I stop to admire this barely awakened beauty, petals begin to fall. It's a cherry tree. One shiver, and the sidewalk is dusted pink. Then the wind picks up, and dollops begin to fall. Waxy dollops from a saucer magnolia. Petals are crashing down from an immense brute of a tree. Its saucers stack 25 feet high. Shh, quiet. Don't make such a racket. Haven't you heard? These are somber times. We know, say the trees, we've just defeated winter, and this is how we won. Ketzel Levine, NPR News, Portland, Oregon.